I was uneasy with Cord's scenario because it sounded sneaky, but I couldn't dispute the facts she had stated. I guess what troubled me about it was that we, the Avowed, liked to believe that we were the only long-term thinkers, the only ones capable of hatching plans over centuries, and her scenario envisioned endowment in the secular world turning the tables on us. Perhaps Saman was harboring similar feelings.
"It could just as well have worked the other direction," he said.
"What?" I exclaimed. "Are you saying that a bunch of Avowed created endowment in the secular world to buy them an island? That's outrageous!" But we all knew Saman had won that exchange because he was relaxed, satisfied. I was angry and off balance, largely because this all fits so neatly into what I had been told in recent weeks about the lineage. Still, everyone seemed to be looking at me for a response. "If it's like you say, Saman, then they, whoever they are, know we're here anyway. I think we should take the direct approach. Drive down there. I'll just walk up to the gate, knock, and state my business." That got all of us on our feet, getting ready for the day, except for Ganel, who just followed Saman around. "There must be more information about what sort of entity bought the island. I mean, come on, how many things last 900 years in this world?"
"Lots of things," Saman said. "As an example, that ark you belong to has lasted quite a bit longer."
He turned and searched Ganel's face.
"That's your point, isn't it? You think this is some kind of religious institution?"
Ganel was a little taken aback and seemed to back down.
"I'm just saying, businesses don't last that long."
"But it's quite a stretch to go from that to saying that Ekba is run by a secret ark."
"When I see Avowed walking openly in the streets of the town," Ganel said, "it tells me we need to stretch beyond normal explanations."
"We saw Avowed in the streets of Masht. Maybe the ones here just got evoked or something," said Yule, getting into the act.
I don't think that this seemed plausible to any of us, Yule included, but it brought us to an impasse. "Many Avowed," I said, "especially Prokianfanian ones, think that belief in the Hylian theoric world is basically a religion anyway, and I have reason to believe that the Avowed down there at Orithena are the ultimate fringe of HTW believers. So whether it's a religious community or not sort of depends on how you define your terms." I faltered as I said that last bit, just imagining how Orla would plane me if he heard me talking Sphenic gibberish. Even Saman turned to fix me with an incredulous look. But he didn't say anything because I think he understood that I was just trying to get us moving. "Look," I said to Canal, "Saman's investigation just got started, and we've seen before that it can take sometimes a few days for him to get access to certain things. Whether or not they open the gates for me at Orithena, you'll have plenty of time to ask around and learn more in days to come."
"Yes," Ganel said. "But whether they open those gates for you depends on what you say, and that depends on what you know. So maybe it's better to wait for a couple of days."
"I know more than I'm saying," I said, "and I want to go there today."